When you're dealing with intense panic attacks, bizarre, mysterious physical symptoms, the intrusive thoughts, the depersonalization, derealization, you might think that once you know what the solution is, you can get out of this. Once you just know that answer, what exactly to do to make this go away, you'll finally heal. And you might be thinking every time you've done something or you've tried something, it hasn't worked because that wasn't the answer. Well, I'm going to share with you how recovery is more than just knowing the answer. It's also more than just applying it. Many people get stuck because they're just unclear of what the recovery journey looks like. So I want to share with you exactly how to begin reversing the cycle and recognizing that your brain might not actually be the tool that you need to overcome anxiety. Let's get it started. So I've been making YouTube videos for 6 years. I've been getting hundreds of thousands of views, thousands of comments around the world, and I've been seeing people on their healing journey. I've seen people who have credited my YouTube video saying, thank you so much for helping me. I'm back to living my life fully and freely. And then there's also people saying, okay, this didn't really tell me much. I don't know what to do. I still don't know how to apply, or I have applied these principles and I haven't really gotten much progress. So I want to share with you why people get stuck and why some people make progress. I call this the three stages of understanding anxiety recovery. So the first stage is educational understanding. That's the whole purpose of this channel, is to help you understand what's going on. See, so many people think that they're stuck in the cycle and they feel like this is only something they can cope or manage. They might have been told that this is a chemical imbalance. People might think this is genetic. People might think that there's actually something else going on. There's a medical issue. And every time they go get things ruled out, they just can't accept the fact that these intense symptoms that they're dealing with is anxiety. And so the purpose of this channel is to help guide you and point you in the right direction. It's education. It helps you intellectually understand what's going on. This is so that you can let go of the false beliefs that your symptoms are somehow, you know, the onset of something else, but help you understand that what you're really dealing with at its core is a sensitized nervous system. This is where I got really confused in the beginning, because I kept going to doctors and I kept getting all these symptoms, these sensations, even when I was not quote unquote anxious. So why am I feeling this? And every time I went to the doctors, nobody really explained to me what was going on. It was more of them just making sure that there was nothing physically wrong and saying, you're fine, that's it. Maybe they would prescribe medication. And if I just kept going to the doctors frequently, they would tell me to go to a therapist. When I would go to a therapist, they would talk about some childhood trauma. They would try to find something. But fundamentally, nobody explained to me what was going on. Why was I experiencing these symptoms? So the purpose of helping you on the healing journey is to help you understand intellectually what's going on. This is the starting point of your healing journey. Now, if you want to know more about what the recovery journey looks like, if you're new to the channel, I highly recommend checking out Fearless. It's a free ebook I've written out to help you on the healing journey. It's definitely something I wish I would have had on the healing journey. Again, it's free. The link is down below. Definitely download it, read through it, and understand the concepts fully. Now, what you will often find is that there are people that have been watching this channel that understand what's going on. They could even write books about anxiety. They could help you understand what a setback is, you know, how somatic shifting works, and yet they're still stuck. They're not making progress. What's happening? Why is it that they know all of this? They can write a whole textbook on anxiety, but they don't seem to get better, or they're still dealing with symptoms. Well, it isn't because they are lacking education and that's what's holding them back. What's actually holding them back is the second level of understanding, which is experiential understanding. See, there's a difference between reading about learning how to swim and jumping in the water and swimming, right? You can read all the books in the world. You can write all the books in the world. Nothing will be as impactful than you just jumping in the water and swimming and learning that way. Now, this doesn't mean that books aren't useful or that, you know, you should just go in and just figure things out on your own. Intellectual understanding, educational understanding is very helpful in the beginning to help point you in the right direction. But intellectual understanding is not enough. Just knowing about anxiety mentally is not enough. What you have to do is you have to apply it experientially. See, as you begin applying, as you begin learning how to respond, as you learn the principles that we share with you in this channel, well, what you're going to see is experientially, you're going to see shifts. you're not going to need me to tell you that you're making progress. You will see it for yourself. And when you're getting stuck, you will also experientially understand, okay, I'm getting stuck. Now what? There's a difference between understanding anxiety recovery from a brain or intellectual perspective and going through what we call the recovery roadmap, which is going through the terrain of recovery, going through the terrain of healing. It's very different. It's very different than reading a map, seeing exactly where you need to go, and actually driving and going through those areas and seeing what it's like. This is also why we have a recovery program. People say, well, if you're giving out your content for free, why are you going through this recovery program? Well, it's because these individuals don't understand that recovery is more than just knowing about it, right? Think about all the YouTube influencers and videos about fitness, about training, about diet. And yet, most people here in America are still overweight. Most people in America still don't know how to train. They don't know how to work out. They don't know how to eat right. Understanding is just the first step. It's about how you apply. And so this is why, you know, celebrities will hire, you know, trainers for that reason. It's not like, oh, okay, I'm going to do this big Marvel movie. Let me go ahead and just watch some YouTube videos and get in shape. It's not like that, right? And in the same way, when you're going through the healing journey, sometimes, you know, having people guide you through the healing journey and going through the recovery steps is a little bit different. Now, I'm not saying you need mentoring or you need coaching. That's obviously your choice. But the question is that if you're able to do it, why not do it that way? Why not collapse time? Because the key is understanding that this is an experiential process too. Once you start experiencing relief, once you start experiencing recovery, once you start experiencing your nervous system desensitizing, what you're going to find on your own is that that is really what's true. If you're wondering, how do I know this works or how do I know it doesn't work? Well, it's through experience. Now, the third level of understanding, which is as you go through this constantly, as you start experiencing and you start making progress, well, now it becomes embodied. When I use the word embodied, I say it just becomes a part of you. When we're talking to people about the alarm method, which is, you know, the method that we use to help reverse the cycle, what happens is in the beginning, it feels very intellectual. Okay, I understand what's happening intellectually. Then it's about experientially applying it. Okay, I use the alarm method every time, you know, a symptom or sensation pops up and I'm seeing that it works. I'm seeing that I'm getting better. I'm seeing that I'm going back to living more. Now it's about embodiment. Embodiment just basically means that you know it at its core. You don't even need to tell yourself to do it. You just know it. It's so instinctive. It's embodied within you. It's almost like your body knows a bit better than you do intellectually. Now it's just become a part of you. And so what happens is people do this over time, well, now the alarm response is natural. This is why when even if I'm dealing with some anxiety here and there, I'm not using the alarm method like many of my clients are, many of the members in the mentorship are. That's because, well, I've basically embodied it. It makes obvious sense to me that panicking is not going to help, that fighting the sensation or fighting the intrusive thought just won't work. This is how when people say they go back to living, they won't fall back into the cycle. They just know in an intuitive level exactly what's going on. But what happens is people just neglect the experiential and embodiment. They just think that if I just educate myself and know what's happening, that that's all it takes. But that's only just the first step. This is why you'll see different people with different responses. This is why you'll see hundreds of YouTube videos and still not necessarily make progress. And yet you will see people that watch YouTube videos and that do make progress, but it's not because of the YouTube videos alone. What's happening is that they are applying it. They're experientially applying it. And then over time, it becomes a part of them. But the mistake people can often make is that they will watch these YouTube videos and instead of applying it, well, they'll just go back to watching more YouTube videos because that's what they're more comfortable with. And the danger about this is the fact that the YouTube videos can make it feel like you're doing something. And so the key is about applying this in your real life and pushing past your limits and stretching your capacity, expanding your capacity. As you do this, you will see the principles of recovery, the principles of healing happen on their own. So I hope this video helps. I hope it gives you some insight. If you want to know educationally, intellectually, what the recovery roadmap looks like, what the journey looks like, make sure to check out this masterclass right here. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.